我们一同祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，我们又次来到你面前。
Lord, once again we come to your presence.
我们都来仰望你。
We look upon you.
主，因为你是说话的神。
Because Lord, you are the one who
speaks. 你乐意把你心里的话向我们解开。
And you're willing to open up your hearts to us.
你从前说话。
You spoke before.
你现在还是说话。
And you continue to speak.
你要用着你说过的话，今天向我们新鲜的说。
And you use your spoken words to once again speak to us.
主啊，我们在这里等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
但愿你给我们有一个向你敞开的心。
May you give us a heart that's open to you.
让你自己的话发出亮光的时候，我们里面就给照明。
So when your light shines upon us, your words shine upon us, that we will be light up.
主，我们何等需要时刻的享用光中见光的恩典。
Lord, how we need to see your light in light.
这个只有你自己能赏给我们。
It's only you who can give us.
所以我们一同来仰望你。
So we look upon you.
主，照着你自己的意思来，叫我们看见你要我们所看见。
According to your will, may you cause us to see what you want us to see.
主，晚上这段时间我们带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring this time, this evening, to your presence.
主，把我们都带到你面光的底下。
Lord, may you bring us all before your countenance.
叫我们一同在你自己话语的光中得着照明。
So that we will be enlightened by the light of your words.
也因此管理我们的心思和意念。
And you govern over our hearts and our thoughts.
叫我们能跟上你自己的启示。
So that we can follow your revelation.
行走在合你心意的路上。
And walk on the paths as according to your will.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
带领我们这段的时候。
May you guide us in this time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天要从十九章接下去了。
So today we'll continue with chapter 19.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在十八章看到保罗他们，在不是对不起，不是保罗，阿波罗跟亚基拉夫妇他们在以弗所的一些交通。
So we see Apollos and his fellowship with Aquila, the couple in Ephesus, the fellowship there.
如果我们要看人的话，我们就看见亚波罗的谦卑。
If we're not looking at the people, we see how Apollos, he was so humble.
我们也就看到亚基拉夫妻他们的为主做见证的那一个火热。
And then we see the fervency of Aquila and his wife, how they serve the Lord.
因为他们从这一家人和亚波罗当中，他们不管你从哪一个方面来看，他们都有相当的距离。
No matter how you look at it, that's a great difference between them.
在学问上面。
In terms of education.
在社会的地位上面。
And social status.
在他们的工作的内容上面。
And also the content of the work.
他们都有很大的差距。
That's a big difference between them.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
是因着神自己的管理和带领。
Because of the governing and the guidance of God.
亚波罗放下他做学者的那一个，原谅我这样说了，那个价值。
That Apollos was willing to give up the value of being an educated person.
亚基拉的夫妻也不重视他们在眼中给人怎么看。
And Aquila and his wife, they did not emphasize on how they were looked at by people.
他们就是把主的真道交通起来。
That they fellowship with God's truth.
让亚波罗在主的道上面有一个很清楚的领会。
So that Apollos would have a clear understanding in God's words.
然后我们也看见他们实在是活在那个身体的见证的里边来安排他们服侍的路。
And we can see that they actually live in the bodily testimony so that they could serve.
亚波罗有带领要去亚该亚。
Apollos, he had the guidance to go to Achaia.
那亚基拉夫妻他们知道这个事情，就为他们安排，也让 亚盖亚的那边的弟兄姊妹们接待亚波罗。
So Aquila and his wife, after they found out about it, they made the arrangement and asked the brothers at Achaia to make the arrangement for them.
那么当亚波罗去了哥林多的时候
，So when Apollos arrived in Corinth,
那保罗就来到以弗所。
Paul went to Ephesus.
他们好像两个人交换了一个服事的岗位。
It's as if they have exchanged the ministry.
那保罗来到以弗所的时候
，When Paul arrived at Ephesus，
你说他在那边，神用着他显明一个事情是非常非常严肃的那事实。
That God used him to manifest one very serious fact。
啊，你也可以看见他在那里的服事引起仇敌很厉害的反对，那也是事实。
And it's also a fact that his ministry there aroused the enemy's opposition.
并且我们如果留意十九章开始的一些事情的时候
if we take note of the beginning of chapter 19 and what happened there,
我们很容易就看见有一个非常非常隐藏又很激烈的一个属灵的征战在那里进行了。
And we'll clearly see that there's a hidden but yet severe spiritual battle going on there.
如果我们只是留意人的一些经历的话，你不会看到这个事情的。
If we only pay attention to human experience, you would not see this.
但是你穿透的那个人的经历，而看到背后的一些问题的时候
，If you see through the man's experience and look at the issue behind it,
你就很清楚地看见。仇敌的手在那里，一直要对付神的工作。
And you will see that the hand of the enemy continue to deal with God's works.
而神也在那里显明他的得胜。
And God is there to manifest his victory.
用作仇敌的攻击，倒过来建造了他自己的教会。
Through the enemy's opposition, God used this to build up his church.
哦，这个是非常大的事情。
And this is a very great matter.
我们读诗篇二十三篇的时候
，When we read Psalms 23,
常常记得那样的一句话。
We'll remember this verse.
在我敌人的面前，你摆设筵席。
That you lay down a feast before the enemy.
那现在我们从十九章开始。
Now beginning from chapter 19,
我们几乎可以说。
We can say this.
一直到使徒行传末了，就是这一件大事情的那一个发生。
Until the end of Acts, the book of Acts, this is this great matter happening.
如果你要看外边的那个历史的表面
，If you want to see the outward history,
你只看见保罗的一些经历
，You could only see Paul's experience.
但是你看到整个事情的背后
，But if you see behind the fact,
你就看到。一个属灵的征战在那里非常隐秘的在进行着。
And you will see a spiritual battle happening hiddenly.
并且这一个征战的个面是非常的广。
And the area of this battle is very big.
你会看见一面那是对付神的真道。
It's on one hand is opposed to God's truth.
一面要损毁神的用人。
On the other hand is to harm God's people.
那我们先有了这样的一个了解。
So at first we have this understanding.
那我们从十九章开始看上去。
And then we'll continue with chapter 19.
一直看到二十八章。
Until chapter 28.
都是一件事情的整个的过程。
This is a whole process of one matter.
不过这个过程就很长了。
But this process is very long.
内容就很可以说是很丰富，但是也你可以说是很复杂。
The content is very abundant and also very complicated.
那现在我们在十九章看到保罗来到以弗所。
So now in chapter 19, we see that Paul arrived in Ephesus.
那在以弗所这个地区，那过去是亚波罗服事的地方。
In Ephesus, it was served by Apollos in the past.
那亚波罗。在十八章已经说到了，他只知道约翰的浸。
Apollos, as mentioned in chapter 18, that he only knew the baptism of John.
但是他却是又知道有耶稣的事情。
But he knew also the matters about Jesus.
但是他对主所的所事和所做并不太了解。
But he did not quite understand who Jesus was and what
he did. 他向着神很有心思。
He was fervent before the Lord.
但是他对主的认识却是跟不上。
But his knowledge of the Lord was not adequate.
所以他在以弗所那一段的服事，仍然只是把人带到约翰的近的这个阶段就停下来了。
So his service at Ephesus is only bringing men to the baptism of John.
我们不知道雅居拉跟雅白居拉和他们交通了多久，他就离开以弗所到马其顿那里边。
We don't know how long they've been fellowshipping between Aquila and Priscilla with Apollos before he left.
但我想大概时间不会很长。
But I think the time would not be too long.
所以有很多在以弗所愿意信主的人，他们还留着一些含糊。
So those who were willing to believe in Ephesus, they were still a little confused.
所以当保罗到了以弗所的时候，
So when Paul arrived at Ephesus,
他跟那些所谓信主的人有交通的时候，
When he fellowshiped with those who believed in the Lord,
他们觉得他就觉得他们当中有一些事情卡住了。
He felt that there's something in the way of these people.
他们可以相交。
That they could fellowship.
但是不够通。
But it's not an open fellowship.
那我怎么会有这样的事情？
And how could that happen?
能交，但是不够通。
That they can have fellowship, but it's not a very open and smooth fellowship.
弟兄姊妹都知道，交通是一个生命的问题。
Francis know that fellowship is a matter of life.
交通不是一个形式的问题。
And this is not just a form.
不是说两个人三个人在这里彼此交谈那就叫做交通。
It's not that two or three people coming together and talk, it's as fellowship.
交通乃是一个生命里边的相遇。
Fellowship is an encounterance of life.
是生命里面的有一点的借用人的话来说有点交流吧。
It's like a communication in life.
所以在这个交通的里面，它不是只是外面的一些接触。
So fellowship is not outward communication.
而是叫我们交通的人里面受到供应。
So that the people who fellowship would have providence in life.
在彼此供应的里面，大家都得了属灵的滋润。
So we provide for each other so that we can benefit.
那保罗在以弗所碰到好些人。
And Paul at Ephesus, he encountered many people.
他们算是信主的。
So they are called the ones who believe in the Lord.
但是一碰头的时候就有交而没有通。
So when they encounter, they can have some kind of communication, but there's not a smooth one.
但是保罗里面就明白了。
And Paul within him, he's enlightened.
他们大概是缺了一些什么。
That they must be lacking of something.
那在保罗的心思里边呢，他觉得他们缺的大概只是缺了那个圣灵在他们身上的工作。
In Paul's heart, he felt that what they're lacking is a work of the Holy Spirit within them.
所以他就问。
So he asked.
你们信的时候。
When you believed.
受了圣灵没有？
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
有没有接受圣灵？
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
圣灵有没有在你们身上有工作？
Did the Holy Spirit have any works on you?
这个问题一摆出来。
So once this question is raised,
那以弗所的那些人就说，从来没有听过有圣灵这一回事。
Those people at Ephesus, they said that they have not even heard of there is a Holy Spirit.
更没有听见有圣灵赐下来了。
And they have,
我们中文圣经加了几个字。
And they have not heard that the Holy Spirit given to them.
保罗一听。
So after Paul heard this.
难怪交而不通。
No wonder that's not a smooth communication.
因为圣灵在那里还没有工作。
Because the Holy Spirit has not worked yet.
那为什么圣灵没有工作呢？
And why has the Holy Spirit not worked?
那弟兄姊妹，这个是我这一件事情我们要抓得很清楚。
And brothers and sisters, we need to have a clear understanding on this.
因为一般追求灵恩的人啊，就在这里头没有弄清楚，结果就跑到岔路上去了。
Because those who pursue after the charismatic, that they went astray because they don't have a good grasp on this.
丢着你留意， 保罗一听他们这样一提，从来没听过圣灵。
That after Paul heard that, they have never heard of the Holy Spirit.
他就知道这个是生命的问题。
He knew that it's a problem of life.
这个不是圣灵恩赐的问题。
This is not about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
是根本没有圣灵的问题。
It's a matter of not even having the Holy Spirit.
因为如果一个相信主的人。
Because for someone who believes in the Lord,
主的应许是他们一定受圣灵。
The promise of the Lord that they will receive the Holy Spirit for sure.
甚至这些人连圣灵都不知道是什么回事。
So now these people, they don't even know what Holy Spirit is.
就知道了，他们相信主的这件事上面大概是有点含糊。
So Paul knew that in the matter of believing in the Lord, they are still a little confused.
所以他就问他们。
So he asked them.
你们。受的是什么浸？
What kind of baptism have you received?
他们就说， then, 我们受的是约翰的浸。
And then they said it's John's baptism.
问题就很清楚了。
So it's very clear here.
保罗立刻就告诉他们。
And Paul immediately told them.
约翰的浸。
That John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
是为主预备道路的浸。
It's to prepare a way for the Lord.
约翰的浸
and John's baptism,
没有解决你们和神中间的关系。
It did not resolve the problems between the relationship of God and man.
只是预备你们的心转回过来归向神。
But it's to prepare your heart to repent to God.
但是约翰的浸并没有给你们一条路可以到神面前去。
But John's baptism did not prepare a way for you to go to God.
因为那个只是一个悔改的浸。
Because it's only a baptism of repentance.
是我们的心一转回来归向神的那样的一个预备。
This is the preparation for our hearts to repent to go to God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读回四福音的时候。
When we read the books of the Gospels.
我们就了解约翰当时出来施浸的时候的那个实际的光景。
We understand the condition when John came out to prepare the way.
他并没有给人指出一条路可以得解决人和神的问题。
He did not point out a way for man to resolve the problems between God and man.
只是让人你要悔改，你不能再继续这样的背弃神来生活。
He just told man to repent that you cannot you cannot be opposing God anymore.
因为不然的话，神的审判一到，你们都躲不开。
And otherwise, if God's judgment comes, you cannot escape.
弟兄姊妹记得刚才我们刚主日才说过，他把约翰当时所传的那个信息是天国近了。
So we mentioned on Sunday that the message of John is that the kingdom of heaven is near.
天要在地掌权了。
That the heaven will reign over the earth.
那天在地掌权的话，你们活在属地的光景里，你们就会要受审判了。
So if heaven is going to reign on earth and you're still living in a worldly condition, you'll be judged.
你们甚至要受惩治。
And you'll be punished.
所以把约翰说话说得非常的重。
So John, his words were heavy.
他说斧子已经放在树根上了。
He said the axe is on the root of the tree.
你们若都再不悔改，就砍下来的了。
If you still don't repent, you will be chopped down.
那所以完全是一个心思转回来归向神。
So this is a matter of the heart's turning back to God.
但是我愿意归向神。
But even if you're willing to go back to God, what is the way?
哪里是那一条路把我引回神的面前？
And where is the way leading to God?
约翰的浸里边就没有给我们看到。
The baptism of John did not let us see that.
约翰只是在那里宣告说。
John is only there to proclaim.
以后来的那一个要比我大。
The one who is yet to come, he is greater than I.
我是用水来施浸。
I baptize with water.
那我以后来的要用圣灵以火给你们施浸。
The one who is yet to come will baptize you with water and the fire. Fire and the Holy Spirit.
那他指出路不在我这里。
He said that I don't have the way.
我只是告诉你们说。
I'm only here to tell you.
有一条路，但是路那条路不是我。
There's a way, but I'm not that way.
那是当你们看到以后要来的那一位的时候，你们要跟随他。
So when you see the one who is to come, you have to follow him.
因为我现在只能用水给你们施浸。
Because I can only baptize you with water.
但将来要来的那 一个要用灵给你们施浸，叫你们归入神。
Because the one who is to come will baptize you with spirit, and that you can go under God.
要用火施浸，要让一些在神面前过不去的都要经过审判。
And baptize you with fire, so that anything that you cannot go before God can be dealt with.
那这个是约翰的浸。
This is the baptism of John.
那所以当保罗给他们说出你们信的约翰的浸是不错，但是还没有到位。
That when he say that it's okay for you to believe in John's baptism, but it's not the end of it.
What is not reached the goal?
But that you have not reached the goal.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了，保罗就把主的事情和他们交通。
And then Paul was fellowshipping with them about God's
way. 啊。说你们要接受主耶稣。
And that you have to receive the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣怎么钉在十字架上，怎么埋葬，又怎么复活。
How the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, how he was buried, and how he was resurrected.
保罗向他们在福音上补课了，姑且这样说。
So Paul gave them a makeup lesson on salvation.
让他们知道救恩是怎么回事。
So that they would know what salvation is about.
那结果他们就奉主的名受浸了。
So as a result, they were baptized in Jesus' name.
感谢神。
Thank God.
那神在这里也给他们一个印证。
That God gave them a proof here.
圣灵就降在他们身上。
That the Holy Spirit descended on them.
在他们这些人中间就显出圣灵恩赐的作为来了。
And on them, the work of the Holy Spirit was manifested.
我们以前看五旬节圣灵来的时候，我们已经很清楚地指出。
Before when we looked at Pentecost, how the Holy Spirit came, we clearly pointed out one thing.
圣灵来，或者说圣灵显明他的工作。
That the Holy Spirit manifested his work.
在五旬节的时候，一面是叫人给带进基督的身体。
On one hand, at Pentecost, that man was brought into the body of Christ.
一面又让人接受圣灵。
On the other hand, man has to receive the Holy Spirit.
再一面是叫人重生。
And also to have rebirth.
那这个是这几件事情就很基本的几件事。
And these are the foundations.
任何一个信主的人在这几件基本的事上是不能缺的。
Anyone who believes in the Lord cannot lack any of these.
当然五旬节那一天就还不只这三个功用。
Of course, at Pentecost, there's more than these three functions.
还有圣灵充满。
There's also to be filled of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵显明恩赐。
That the gifts manifested by the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵充满和显出恩赐不在这三个基本的功用上。
But to be filled with the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they are not about these three functions.
人和神的那个关系的回到正常，那是圣灵所显明的那三个基本的功用。
The restoration of the relationship between God and man is manifested by these three functions of the Holy Spirit.
接受生命。
To receive life.
同时接受圣灵，也就是圣灵的内住。
And also to receive the Holy Spirit or the abiding of the Holy Spirit.
进入身体。
And to enter into the body.
那第三个是那个很，在一个信主的人身上很基本的几件事情。
And these three are the very basics on those who believe in the Lord.
然后圣灵充满，那是为了见证的显出。
And then to be filled with the Holy Spirit is for the sake of manifesting.
那圣灵的恩赐是显明，那主要的是为了身体的建造。
The gifts of the Holy Spirit is mainly for the building up of the body.
但是也同时是作为一个印记来证明神悦纳了人。
But it's also a proof that man has accepted, I'm sorry, God has accepted man.
那是在使徒行传的里边记载了好几次说方言的记录。
And in the book of Acts, there are several recordings about speaking in tongues.
但是十九章是《使徒行传》里头的记录里面最后的一次。
And chapter 19, this is the last recording.
严格说起来，《使徒行传》里面记载说方言没有太很多次数。
Strictly speaking, in the book of Acts, there are not many times that mention about speaking in tongues.
第二章。
In chapter 2.
该撒利，腓力到该撒利亚的那里第九章吧，第五章吧。
And in chapter 5.
然后就哥尼流的家里第十章。
And also in chapter 10 in the house of Cornelius.
然后就是十九章。
And then also chapter 19 here.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就留意到。
So, brothers and sisters, you take note.
每一次圣灵赐下方言的时候，都有一个共同的作用在哪里？
Whenever the Holy Spirit gives out tongues, there's a common function there.
是印证神悦纳了信的人。
Is to prove that God has accepted those who believe.
五旬节那天当然是了。
At Pentecost, that's the case.
在该撒利亚的那一次又是了。
In Caesarea, it's the same thing.
在哥尼流的家里更是了。
And also even more so in Cornelius' household.
现在十九章这里呢。
And in chapter 19 here.
也没有例外。
It's also the same.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So, brothers and sisters, you see here.
我们就要问。
We'll have a question then.
那为什么在这里圣灵要用方言来做印证呢？
Then why in here that the Holy Spirit would use the tongues as a proof?
我刚才很重的说到他们只信约翰的浸那件事情就和这个事情有关了。
I emphasized earlier what they have been baptized just with the baptism of John.
约翰是为主做见证。
That John is to be a testimony of Christ.
我们是相信约翰所说的，所以我们虽然不是直接信主，我们也算是间接信主。
So we believe in John so that we are not directly believe in the Lord, but we believe in him indirectly.
所以呢，我们相信约翰所传的，我们自然也就是相信了主。
So if we believe in what John preached, so naturally we believing in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是撒旦的蒙骗。
Brothers and sisters, this is a deceiving of Satan.
当然我们以为反正和主有关系的事情，我们碰上了，那我们就是属于主的。
Satan causes us to think that whenever we have some kind of contact with things that's related to the Lord, then we are in relation with the Lord.
那我们就不必继续再去寻求认识主了。
Then we no longer need to seek after the Lord.
因为我们已经和主有了关系。
Because we already have a relationship with the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
你留意在这里。
Take note here.
保罗说，
Paul said, it's not true.
你受了约翰的浸，没有什么了不起。
That it is not a great thing that you have only received John's baptism.
你要紧的是必须要奉主的名受浸。
More importantly, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
你是奉主的名受浸，在形式上跟约翰的浸也都是一个模样。
To be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus and to be baptized under John's name.
那有什么不一样呢？
Outwardly, they seem the same. What's the difference?
你就看，你如果看进去的话，你就知道是非常的不一样。
But if you look into it, it's entirely different.
约翰的浸没有叫你跟主发生关系。
Because John's baptism did not cause you to have a relationship with the Lord.
你奉主的名受浸。
But if you are baptized into the name of the Lord,
乃是说出你与主已经联合了。
It tells that you are already united with the Lord.
而这个联合是根据什么来的？
And this union, what is the basis of it?
根据圣灵的进来的。
It's based on the entering of the Holy Spirit.
我们是信主。
And we believe in the Lord through faith.
我们和主发生关系。
That we have a relationship with the Lord.
圣灵就把我们进到主里边。
And the Holy Spirit will baptize us into the Lord.
进入基督的身体里头。
Into Christ's body.
而这一个进入基督身体里头乃是一个联合的事实。
And this is a union when you baptize into the into Christ's body.
我们成了基督身体上的一个肢体。
And we've become a member in Christ's body.
我们和基督是不能再分开的。
That we can no longer be separated from Christ.
因为我们成了基督身体里面的不可少的。
Because we have become a member that cannot be left in His body.
说到这里，我也许插出去说一件事。
And I might sidetrack a little bit here.
也许我们觉得我们在基督身体里头。也没有什么太大不了的事情。
And maybe we think that we are no great matter in the body of Christ.
但是我们的主是不这样看。
But our Lord does not look at it this way.
我们每个人都是基督身上的肢体。
Every one of us is a member of Christ's body.
没有一个肢体是基督可以把它放弃的。
Not any member of this body can be forsaken by the Lord.
你说一个肢体有什么了不起？
And you say, what is so great of being a member?
弟兄姊妹，你看见一个肢体不存在的话，那就是一个残缺。
And you say, if a member is lacking, that would be a handicap.
基督的身体不能残缺。
The body of Christ cannot have any handicap.
所以每一个肢体在主基督的身体里头都是那样重要的。
So each member is equally important.
那我们能认识到我们与主联合的那一个实际的时候。
If we realize the reality of being united with Christ.
那我们就知道这件事情非常非常的重要。
Then we'll know that this is very important.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以这样去领会。
Francis, we can understand it this way.
如果我们一直停留在约翰的浸礼
，If we continue to stay at John's baptism,
在感觉上我们也是和主有关系。
It feels like we have a relationship with the Lord.
但实际上不是。
But in reality, it's not so.
既然不是，那是什么
？If it's not the case,
许多时候我们说宗教。
What is it?Sometimes we say it's religion.
这就是很明显的宗教。
And this is obviously a religion.
你可以保留着，一直要照着约翰的浸的要求来活。
You can live according to the requirements of John's baptism.
不管你活得怎么对。
No matter how right you live according to it.
你还是在基督以外。
You're still outside of Christ.
你所做的不过是一些宗教的内容。
What you do is just some religious rituals.
甚至是一些宗教的仪文。
Some religious rituals.
那这和主没有关系的。
And it has nothing to do with the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要留意的。
But brothers, this is what we need to pay attention to.
这些人啊。
Those who are at Ephesus.
他们从亚波罗那里接受了这样的一些带领以后。
That after they received this from Apollos.
如果没有保罗来把他们带进
，If it wasn't for Paul to lead them into Christ,
那他们就一直是停留在这种光景的底下。
Then they would continue to stay under this condition.
他们可能是很敬虔的教徒。
It could be they are very devoted.
但是确实与主没有关系。
But that's nothing to do with the Lord.
那所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件事情提。给我们留意的。
So, brothers, we should take note of this.
为什么说在教会里头，我们所着重的是那个教会的实际
？And why would we say that within the church we have to emphasize in the reality of the church？
我们如果没有碰到那个实际
，If we have not encountered the reality，
那尽管我们在一些道理上、理论上怎么的。超脱。
Even if we have some superior understanding of the doctrine,
那没有解决什么问题。
It doesn't solve any problems.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是头一件事情我们要领会的。
This is the first matter we need to understand.
那也就是在以弗所这一个地方。
It's also in this place of Ephesus.
保罗在那里做一个补课的时候，就补了一个什么课呢
？That Paul was there to give this makeup lesson. What is this lesson?
这个点很重要。
And this is a very important point.
乃是一个生命的补课。
This is a makeup lesson of life.
把人从宗教带进生命。
So he's bringing man from religion to life.
因为与主联合是一个生命的问题。
Because to be united with the Lord is a matter of life.
也因着这样的一个问题。
And because of this issue.
就引起后来接下来的那些属灵征战的那一个实际的内容。
it leads to the what would be coming after the spiritual battle, the content of it.
第二件事情我想再和弟兄姊妹再澄清一下。
The second matter I'd like to clarify with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
使徒行传里边四次提到方言的记录。
In the book of Acts, there are four recordings about speaking in tongues.
但你留意到没有一次这个记录不是与先知讲道拼在一起的。
But none of these recordings is separated from prophecies.
当然开头那一次很明显。
The first time it was very clear.
因为五旬节一来。
Because when Pentecost came.
圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit descended.
使徒们接受恩赐。
The apostles, they received the gifts.
他们就用方言做什么？
And they spoke in tongues for what?
讲说神的事。
They spoke of matters of God.
传讲主的道。
They preached the way of the Lord.
这个是先知讲道。
This is prophesizing.
然后第二次。
And the second time.
在该撒利亚。
In Caesarea.
弟兄姊妹你也看到。
And you can also see brothers and sisters.
他们是受了圣灵。
They have received the Holy Spirit.
他们也就在那里赞美。讲说神的大能。
They were there to praise God of His mighty power.
讲说神的大能，那神的大能是什么？
So what is the mighty power of the Lord?
好像很笼统。
It's like very general.
但事实上呢？
But in reality,
如果我们里面是有光的，
if we are enlightened within,
我们就知道了。
Then we'll know.
说到神的大能的时候，
when we talk about the mighty power of God,
唯一的显明乃是基督的死而复活。
The only manifestation is that God, that Christ died and resurrected.
你要显明神的大能，再没有一件比死而复活的这件事情更大。
To manifest God's mighty power, there's no one matter greater than resurrection.
因为这个是打破死亡黑暗的权势。
Because this is to defeat darkness and death.
那我们看到哥尼流家里边的。
And in the house of Cornelius.
也同样你看到。
It's the same matter.
他们在那里发表神为大的信的话语。
They're there to proclaim God is great.
那到了现在十九章这里呢。
And in chapter 19.
这里就更明确的说出。
And it's even more clear here.
我们中文把它翻成说预言。
In Chinese, it says prophesizing.
但是在新约的时候，已经不再需要预言了。
But in the New Testament time, we no longer need prophecies.
你看那小字里边就说是讲道。
So the small print says is to preach the words.
就是事实上就是先知讲道。
So in reality, it's prophesizing.
说弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
方言。长期给人弄得糊里糊涂，乃是因为他们不注意。当神显明方言恩赐的时候，神的那个目的在哪里？
That speaking in tongues was confused by a lot of people for a long time is because they did not look at the purpose of speaking in tongues by God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们细细去留意方言的记录的时候。
We pay close attention to the recording of speaking in tongues.
我们一面是看见。
On one hand, we'll see.
神用着圣灵做印证。
That God used the Holy Spirit as a proof.
一面我们也看见。
On the other hand, we also see.
神要借着这些恩赐来显明给教会得建造。
That through these gifts, God is to manifest the building up of the church.
尤其在十九章这一件事情。
Especially in chapter 19.
因为起初他们不是不信，不过是信的不准确。
Because in the beginning it says that it's not that they don't believe, but they don't have an accurate belief.
那现在我们照着保罗所传的相信了，那准确了没有呢？
So now that we have believed according to what Paul preaches, is it correct now?
我怎么知道它是准确呢？
And how can we know it's accurate now?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神就做一件事情。
That God did one thing.
让他们接受圣灵。
To let them receive the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在他们身上显明恩赐。
So the Holy Spirit manifests gifts among them.
事情就明朗了。
And the matter was clear.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这是保罗到了以弗所开头的那一段事情所发生的一些事情。
And this is what happened when Paul first arrived at Ephesus.
这一件事情你可以说它是一个小插曲。
You can say that this is only a minor matter here.
但是确实一件大事。
But actually it's very important.
因为借着这一件事情是明确了人和神的关系不是道理的问题。
Because through this incident, we know that, well, we can clarify that the relationship between God and man is not superficial.
是生命的问题。
It's a matter of life.
正因为是生命的问题。
And because it's a matter of life,
就引出底下的许多的事情来了。
And it brought forth many matters.
当保罗仍然在以弗所的时候。
When Paul was still at Ephesus,
他接连三个月在犹太人的会堂的里头来谈论神的国的事。
That he was arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God for about 3 months.
但是因着犹太人心里刚硬。
But because the Jews, they were hard in their hearts.
不肯接受。
They refused to accept.
那他就离开他们到了推拉奴的那个学房。
So he left them and went to the lecture hall of Tyrannus.
在那里天天讲论主的道。
So he was there to talk about the Lord's word every day.
就让许多的人都听见。
So many could hear the word of the Lord.
主也用神迹奇事来随着保罗的服事。
And the Lord would give miracles to Paul as he preached.
这是神迹奇事，的确是神迹奇事。
And these are extraordinary miracles.
所以我们要留心圣灵怎么记录它。
So we need to pay attention how the Holy Spirit recorded.
神用着保罗不但单是在那里证道。
That God used Paul not only there to preach the way.
也在那里显明神的大能。
But also to manifest the mighty power of God.
有人从保罗的身上拿他的手巾啊，或者围巾啊，反正与保罗有点关联的东西放在病人的身上，那个病人都得了医治。
Some would take the handkerchiefs or aprons or anything that has to do with Paul and put them on the sick people and they would be cured.
弟兄姊妹，这的确是很不简单。
And this is no simple matter.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
你留意圣灵怎么记载这件事情。
Let's pay attention to how the Holy Spirit recorded it.
圣灵也说这是不是寻常的事。
The Holy Spirit says this is no ordinary matters.
我们中文圣经把它翻成是非常的奇事，的确是非常的。
In the Bible it says extraordinary miracles is very extraordinary.
那正因为是非常。
And because it's extraordinary.
弟兄姊妹，你就要看见一件事了。
Then you need to see one thing, brothers and sisters.
这不是一般的。
This is not anything common.
你不能在这里看到保罗有这样的事情，哎，我们神也能用着我们这样。
You cannot say that because these things happened to Paul that we can do the same thing.
我们不能这样看。
We cannot say this.
因为这里很明显的说出的
，because very clearly it says here，
这是不寻常的事
，it is extraordinary，
是神用着保罗做了一些不寻常的事
，it's God using Paul to perform this extraordinary matters，
不是一般人能做的
，it's not for everybody，
也不是一般信徒能做的
，it's not for every believer，
只有保罗这个时候。神用着他来做，他就做出来了。
Only Paul at this time that God used him that he can perform these things.
你要让保罗在另外一个时间、另外一个地方，虽然圣经没有再记载这个事情，但是我们也可以了解，神也没有再用保罗做这样的事。
So if Paul was at another time or at another place that the Bible didn't record it that God has not used him anymore.
因此弟兄姊妹，你就看见一件什么事情呢
？So what do you see, brothers and sisters?
许多时候
，a lot of times，
我们人是很容易、很容易把我们的注意力放在神所用的人的身上。
Very easily, a lot of times we'll focus our attention to the people who are used by God.
但是这一段的话却叫我们留意。
But these words cause us to pay attention.
神所用的人能发表神。
Those who are used by God can manifest God.
不是神所用的人本身有这个本领。
It's not that those who are used by God has this ability.
乃是神自己要使用这一个人。
It is because God wants to use this person.
所以在这个人的身上就有不寻常的事情出来。
So on this person, the extraordinary things come out of him.
但是这个人是什么样的人呢？这个是我们要注意的了。
But what kind of person is this person? We should pay attention to.
那在这里说到这个人是保罗。
Now here it is Paul.
那保罗是怎么样的呢？
So what kind of person is he?
因为我们一直看保罗从大马士开始，一直到现在。
When we see Paul starting from Damascus until now.
你能看见他属灵的生命上面的成长、扩张、丰富，越来越明显。
That we can see that he's maturing and his abundance in his spiritual life, and you can see more and more of it.
是这样的人。
He's such a person.
神能用他做非常的事。
That God can use him to perform extraordinary things.
那如果我们盼望神用着我们做非常的事。
If we want God to use us to perform extraordinary
things. 我们着眼点不是神啊，给我有恩典来做大事。
That we should not focus on asking God to give us gifts to perform great matters.
我们要留意是神啊，叫我这个人被你修理干净到一个放在你手里能让你随意使用的一个器皿。
That we should focus on asking God to modify us, to keep us in a way that we can be used by him.
弟兄姊妹，你留意我们上一次不是提到保罗在在这个间隔里剪了头发的那个事情吗？
That last time we mentioned Paul had his hair cut off in Centuria.
你留意他为什么这个时候剪头发呢？
Why did he have his hair cut off at that
time? 我们不是特别说到他做拿细耳人的这个事情吗？
Didn't we mention it especially because he was wanted to be a Nazarite?
你看他从大马士的路上一直到间隔里这一段很长很长的时间里。
From the way to Damascus to this place to Centuria, it's been a long time.
他还是带着拿细耳的那个记号。
He still have the symbol of being a Nazarite.
你说拿细耳不好吗？
Isn't it good to be a Nazarite?
拿细耳在旧约里头好极了。
Nazarite in the Old Testament time is very good.
但是一到了新约的时候。
But when it comes to New Testament time,
拿细耳所表达的那个意思已经在基督的身上。
The meaning of Nazareth, how it's expressed, is fulfilled in Christ himself.
进入基督里的人，那拿细耳的那个记号就不再是在外表了。
For those who enter into Christ, the symbol of Nazareth is not outward.
而在这个人的生命的实际。
But it's in the reality of the life of this person.
那保罗好像到间隔里以前，他还没有看到这个光。
It's as if Paul hasn't seen this light before he arrived in Centuria.
到了间隔里的时候，主给他看见了。
But when he arrived at Centuria, God caused him to see this.
他就把头发剪掉。
So he cut his hair.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看保罗在腓立比书那里说到，他在律法上的热心啊，和在律法的义上的那一个在人看来是无可指摘的那种光景。
That Paul in the book of Philippians, he said that in terms of the zealous of the law and righteousness, he has nothing to be blamed.
你就晓得拿细耳这个记号啊，在犹太人的社会的里头是何等尊荣的、受尊敬的一个记号。
That we can see the symbol of being Nazarite is so respected in the circle of the Jews.
但是当保罗一看到那个生命的光的时候，
But when Paul, once he saw the light of the life,
他就看到了。
And he saw,
不再是这一把长头发。
It's no longer this long hair.
也不再是那个拿细耳的其他的那个记号。
It's no longer any other symbols of being Nazarite.
乃是基督。
It's only Christ.
我如今已经有了基督。
Now I already have Christ.
基督与我已经连接在一起。
That I'm united with Christ.
这些都不需要了。
And all those would not be necessary.
不但是不需要。
Not only are they not necessary.
如果留着在那里的话，反倒会误导人。
If we save this, we'll mislead people.
剪掉它。
So we should cut the hair.
比如说，你看到虽然 那个主的话语是很频繁的这样记载一些小事。
Even though the words of God as if it's just mentioned upon this lightly.
但是你看到里头去的时候，你就看到是大事，不是小事。
But if you read into it, you know that it is very important.
保罗是这样的人。
Paul is such a person.
所以神能随意的用着他来显明神的自己。
So God can use him to manifest himself freely.
好了，我们感谢主。
Now we thank God.
现在问题来了。
And that's an issue now.
那这边我们看见神很大的赐福。
Now on one hand we see God bless him greatly.
那现在我们马上就看到。
And then immediately
we see. 我们常常说。
We often say this.
神在哪里做工。
Wherever God works.
撒旦跟着就来到那里做工。
And Satan will follow immediately.
啊，神的手在那里。
That God's hand is there.
撒旦的手也跟着就来到那里。
And Satan's hand will follow immediately.
现在来了。
Now it came.
那在以弗所。
In Ephesus.
有几个念咒赶鬼的犹太人。
There are some Jews, they are sorcerers.
其中也有犹太祭司长的七个儿子。
And there are seven sons of a Jewish chief priest.
那是一个集团了。
That's an organization.
除了这七个人以外，还有其他的人。
Besides these seven people, there are other people.
他们就是有那么一群人在这里。
There's such a group of people there.
他们是到处游游荡荡去说给人念咒赶鬼。
So they're walking around trying to drive out evil spirits.
这是邪灵的事。
And this is the evil spirit.
这是偶像的事。
This is about the idols.
哎，但是他们看到保罗在那里。
But they saw Paul was there.
Who? 他。显明一些的事情那么的奇妙。
That he's performing some things that are so miraculous.
他们就想。
And then they thought.
我们念咒赶鬼啊。
That we will drive out demons also.
也许是太费劲了。
Maybe it's too much work.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得那些迷信的人赶鬼啊。或是那些啊，有很多动作的。
My sister, you know that those who claim to cast out evil spirits, they have a lot of actions.
希腊的那个时候是怎么样？我没办法了解。
I don't know what was going on when in the time of Greece.
我想中外都一样。
I think it's the same in China and overseas.
如果你看中国在看中国的那个习惯。
If you see the custom of China.
请个道士来，请个和尚来，哦，他们就在那里很多的花样啊。
You invite a monk over and they will do a lot of things.
有很多很多的动作。
There are a lot of actions there.
然后就念咒啊，要做这做那。
And they would say some words and they would do this and that.
在西方啊，别的我们不知道，反正在天主教的势力的底下呢。他们常常就拿着那个十字架来作为那个护身符来去对付撒旦。
And in the Western society, under the Catholic powers, they would use a cross.
好像要跟他打架，跟鬼打架一样。
It's as if they are going to fight with the demons.
是他们那些人去看，呀，保罗就是奉主的名。
So these people saw that Paul was using the name of the Lord.
就是借着主的名来宣告。
It's through the name of the Lord to proclaim.
就有那么许许多多的神迹奇事显明出来。
And then there would be so many miraculous signs performed.
所以他们就说，我们倒不如也用耶稣的名来去骗钱吧。
So they would say that they would also use the name of Jesus to deceive people and get the money.
所以你看到他们这几个人怎么样呢？
So you see what these people did.
十三节那里就说，那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名说。
So in verse 13 it says, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon possessed.
比如说你看很有意思。
But this is very interesting here.
有意思在什么地方呢？
And what is it so interesting?
他不是我奉耶稣基督的名来叫你走啊。
And they didn't say that in the name of Jesus I cast you out.
他们说啊，我是奉保罗所传的耶稣亲领你们出来啊。
They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到啊。
My sisters, take note.
他也许他们不是不想用主的名啊。
Maybe it's not that they don't want to use the name of the Lord.
但是也我不敢说这个一定是事实，不过很有可能圣灵在那里根本就不给他们乱讲主的名。
I cannot say that this is a fact, but it's very possibly that the Holy Spirit would not let them use the name of the Lord.
所以他只好说我奉保罗所传的那一位的耶稣来命令你。
So they could only say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.
真有意思。
It's very interesting.
那几个鬼就回答他。
So the demons answered,
耶稣我认得。
That Jesus I know.
保罗我也知道。
And I know about Paul.
你们是谁啊？
But who are you?
那结果那个鬼就从那个附着的人的身上来出来对付他们。
So the evil spirit jumped out from the man and come to fight those people.
这一个事情一传开。
So when this was known by others.
整个以弗所都震动起来了。
The whole Ephesus, it was in uproar.
我们留意十七节末了的那句话，他说主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。
At the end of verse 17, it says the name of the Lord was held in high honor.
我想弟兄姊妹们要留意这一段话里头所记录的那个事实。
The brothers, we should take note of the fact that's recording here.
不是像我刚才讲故事那样讲那个过程。
It's not just like I just told a story and the process of it.
我们必须要看到一件事。
We need to see one thing.
表面上看来，好像就是一些人要骗钱，他就托耶稣的名来去骗人。
On the surface, it's as if it's only some people trying to deceive people and get the money in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，不能看得那么简单的。
But sister, we cannot look at it as a simple matter.
你必须看见一件事。
You have to see this.
这个是混乱主的道。
This is to confuse the word of the Lord.
或者是说模糊主的名。
Or to confuse or make it obscure the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。当我们的主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was on this in this world，
有些人说，凡是说主耶稣的名的，就一定是出于主的。
Some people say that whoever is proclaiming the name of the Lord, it's this person belongs to the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，不要那么天真嘞。
Brothers, don't be naive。
你读四福音的时候，你看见了。
When you read the books of the Gospels,
就是鬼来给耶稣做见证。
You see that there's a demon testifying for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你记得吗？
Do you remember, my sisters?
当主到一个地方来的时候，
When the Lord came to this place,
那个被鬼附的，那个人就在那里宣告了。
It's a person possessed by demon. He was there to proclaim. This is the son of the Most High.
他来向你们传救人的道。
He's here to preach the word of salvation.
和鬼在传道。
So the demon was proclaiming the word.
你说连鬼也在那里为神为我们的主做见证。
So he said the demon is preaching the word for God.
弟兄姊妹，你看进去的时候，你都会看到的。
If you read into it, you will see.
怎么会鬼替主做见证
？How could the demon testify for the Lord?
鬼是主的对头。
The demon is the opposition of the Lord.
撒旦是鬼是神的对头。
And Satan is opposition of God.
他怎么会为神？儿子做见证呢
？How could he testify for the Son of God？
弟兄姊妹，你留意到
？Brothers, take note。
一个很隐藏的那一个阴谋是在哪里
？There's a hidden scheme behind it。
那是混乱主的名。
This is to confuse the name of the Lord。
混乱主的道。
Confuse the way of the Lord。
他们把主抬出来。
They would put forth the Lord。
让人认为这一位主跟我们这些鬼是同一路的。
So that we think this Lord is walk on the same path of us, the demons.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个问题吗
？Brothers, do you see this problem?
这是混乱主的道。
This is to confuse the way of the Lord.
这是混乱主的名。
This is confuse the name of the Lord.
现在这里的这几个人
，And now here these people
做这个事情。
That what they did
完完全全是这样
is completely the same.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
人的愚昧也好，鬼的诡诈也好
No matter of the ignorance of man or the scheme of Satan.
他们要用着这个方法和手段来阻挡主。
They wish to use this method to obstruct God.
但是主不允许他们能成功。
But the Lord would not allow them to be successful.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们所说到的属灵征战的一个起头了。
And this is what we call the beginning of the spiritual battle.
那个属灵征战是在哪里呢？
And where's the spiritual battle?
很隐秘。
It's very hidden.
但是激烈不激烈呢？
But is it severe?
很激烈。
It's very severe.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
仇敌的意图没有带给属神的人有任何的损害。
The intent of the enemy could not harm those who belong to God.
相反的，给神一个机会来显明他在敌人的面前为我们摆设筵席。
On the contrary, it gives God an opportunity to show the enemy that he can lay the feast before the enemy for us.
所以没有他们这样胡搞。以弗所的人还不知道主的名是那么的带着权柄和能力。
So if wasn't for them to cause a disturbance, the people of Ephesus did not understand the power of the name of the Lord.
因着他们这样搞一搞，主的名就显在人的面前就很受尊重。
And because of what they've done, the name of the Lord was highly regarded by the people.
尊重到一个什么地步呢？
And to what extent?
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
My sister, take note.
十八节那里就说到以弗所当时的人所产生的属灵上的反应。
In verse 18, it tells of the spiritual reaction of the people in Ephesus.
他那里说，但已经信了，多有人来承认，诉说自己所行的事。
It says many of those who believed now came and openly confessed the evil deeds.
认罪了。
They confessed the sin.
还不仅是这样。
And not only that.
十九节。
Verse 19.
平素行邪术的，也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道共和。
A number of who had practiced sorcery brought the scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas.
圣灵就记上这样的几句话。
The Holy Spirit recorded these sentences.
主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
My sisters, take note.
主的道大大兴旺。
The word of the Lord spread widely.
而且得胜。
And grew in power.
就是这样。
In this way.
怎样？
What is this way?
就是这样。
It's in this way.
那这几个这个就是这样是什么意思？
And what does that mean in this way?
那当然从事实上面来说，指着上文所说的，许多人在神面前认罪悔改。
It's talking about what's before this. A lot of people repented.
许多的人脱离了他们行邪术的那一种生涯。
A lot of people left the way of practicing sorcery.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道以弗所这个城啊，在他们的那一个时期啊，是称为不夜城啊。
And we know that Ephesus at that time is a city without an end.
在那一个时代啊。是非常繁华的一个地区。
It's a very prosperous area.
那繁华的繁华在什么基础上面呢？
And what is the prosperity based on?
拜偶像。
To worship is to worship idols.
行邪术。
And to practice sorcery.
在整个以弗所这个城到现在遗留下来的那些遗迹。
The remains of the city Ephesus.
都给我们看到。那时候的光景。
They show the condition at that time.
那么现在呢？有不少人，他们就是在这种光景的底下来活的。
So at this time now, many people live under this condition.
因为从下文我们还也看到了，当时 在以弗所这个城的那个偶像的势力是如何的大。
Because we can see in the passage how the idols has great power in the city.
但虽然偶像的势力是很大。
But even though the power of the idols.
但神在那里显明的作为就更大。
But the works of the Lord manifested here is even greater.
认识了主的人，他们就认彼此认罪。
So those who believed in the Lord, they confessed their sins.
他又很彻底的跟偶像和邪术的那些关系完全切断。
And they completely separated the relationship with the idols and sorcery.
你留意这里说。
But sisters, take note of what it says here.
他们把他那些行邪术的书啊，都拿来烧掉。
That they brought the scrolls of sorcery here and burned them.
他们算计那个书价就知道共和五万块钱。
And the value came up to 50,000 drachmas.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不知道当时的五万块钱等于现在的那个价值是多少。
And we're not sure what is the value of 50,000 drachmas.
但是我们就是用今天的那价值的那个来计算。五万块钱也不是小事。
But even using today's value, $50,000 is not a small amount.
在那一个时候，这个五万块钱是大事。
And at that time, it's a great matter for them.
但是五万块钱还是小事。
To sacrifice 50,000 drachmas.
因为五万块钱比较他们把行邪术的书烧掉，那还是小事。
But compared to burning the scrolls, the amount of money is just a small matter.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为这个是他们生活的来源。
Because this is a source of the income.
这些人是凭着行邪术来生活的。
Because they make their livelihood of practicing sorcery.
他们行邪术的那些法宝啊，就是在行邪术的书。
Because what they use to practice sorcery is...By using these scrolls.
现在连那个书都烧掉了。
But now that you burn them.
那也就是说，从今以后我不再做这个这门玩意了。
In other words, they would from now on they would no longer doing this, be doing the same thing.
那你问他，那你以后怎么生活呢？
And if you ask them, what are you going to do for your living?
当然，他现在不会回答我们。
But of course, they could not answer them. Answer
但是那个时候你说他们会不会想这个问题呢？
But do you think that with They would think about this question?
当然会想这个问题。
They would for certain.
我今天我以后不再行邪术了，我怎么活？
So from now on, I won't practice sorcery. How can I
make a living? 我一个人不活，问题还小。
It's a small matter for myself.
我还有家人啊。
But I have my family.
我不要活，我家人还要活。
Even if I don't need to live, my family needs to live.
那我不再行邪术了，那我怎么活？
If I don't practice sorcery, how can I make a living?
这是生活的压力。
This is the pressure of life.
这个生活的压力从古到今一直压着人的。
The pressure of life from the old times to now is continuing
to pressure people. 我们不说地上的事情。
Now that we won't mention anything about this world,
我们就说属灵的事。
We'll mention about spiritual matters.
多少时候神的儿女在神的面前走不上几步属灵的路就不能再往前。
And many times the children of God cannot follow on in the spiritual path.
其中一个很主要的原因，生活的压力。
One of the main reasons is the pressure of life.
当你一面对这个生活的压力的时候，你就觉得我怎么可以这样跟随主呢？
If you face the pressure of life, you would think that how could I follow the Lord?
我信了主，蒙恩得救了，那就差不多了。
I believed in the Lord, I received grace, this should be enough.
再要这样来跟随主，我付不起这个代价。
If I have to follow the Lord, I cannot pay this price.
我也犯不着这样做。
And I should not have to do this.
说弟兄姊妹，当有些时候我们读到那个四福音书的时候，看到说被造的人多，损上的少，其中有一个。事实应该包括这一类。
So when we read the book, the gospel books, and it says that many are called but few are chosen, one of the reasons is this one.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
以弗所那里就有一些很出人意外的事情。
In Ephesus, that this is something that extraordinary come out.
许多的人。
Many people,
他们彻底的脱离那个偶像和迷信。
They completely left away with sorcery and idols.
脱离到一个地步，连他们的生活的依据都可以扔掉。
To a point that they can get rid of the source of income.
哎呀，你就担心了，那他们怎么活？
So you would worry about them and say, how do they make a living?
他们不担心，用不着我们去替他们担心。
So if they are not worried about themselves, we should not worry about them.
他们不担心，因为他们找到主。
They're not worried because they found the Lord.
他们十分的相信，我现在 转到主那那去，主会负我的责任。
That they clearly believe now we turned our ways to the Lord, that the Lord would take up our responsibility.
用主许多时候，甚至儿女们在主的路上走不上来，就是没有看见我们的神是负责任的神。
Many times the children of God cannot follow on the path is often because they could not see that God would take up the responsibility.
现在我们就要问那个问题。
Now we have to ask this question.
为什么他们能这样？
Why is that they could do this?
我们不能忽略十九章一开始的那一件事。
We could not neglect what happened in the beginning of chapter 19.
我们刚才已经很重的指出来了。
And we heavily emphasized this before.
保罗的那一个那件事情。That, 保罗带领以弗所的那些门徒。
That Paul was leading the believers in Ephesus.
是把他们带进与主联合里。
He led them into a union with the Lord.
这一个是生命的问题。
This is a matter of life.
因为有了那一个生命的问题。
And because of having that life.
那个与主联合的经历。
The union with the Lord.
就带进一个更深的属灵的经历。
That it led to a deeper spiritual experience.
更丰富的进入。基督的里边
to enter into Christ more abundantly
所以这些外面的缠绕就可以很轻而易举的就放下了
so the disturbance outwardly that they can put down very easily
弟兄姊妹现在我们就知道了
so now that we know brothers and sisters
主的道大大兴旺
that the way of the Lord
而且得胜
spread widely and grew in power
就是这样
this is in this way
是怎样
what is this way
生命在那里做工
That the life is working here.
圣灵在那里管理。
The Holy Spirit is governing.
主自己在那里做引领。
That the Lord is there to guide.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒行传的特色。
This is the characteristics of the Book of Acts, brothers and sisters.
表面上来看是人在那里动。
On the surface, is man working.
实际你看到里面去的时候，是主自己在那里管理。
In the reality, is the governing of Christ.
是圣灵在那里做供应。
It's the provision of the Holy Spirit.
是生命在那里有反应。
It's the reaction of life.
就因着这样的事情。
So because of this.
用这个你就看到了。
And sisters, you see.
下面以弗所城里头的人，整个的除了信主的那些人，整个的就起来。反对保罗。
Apart from those who believed in the Lord, all the whole city of Ephesus, they rose up to be opposing God.
然后他们就借着以弗所所敬拜的那个女神。
And through this goddess, they worship in Ephesus.
鼓动起整个的以弗所城的人。
They stirred up all the people in Ephesus.
来对付保罗和信主的人。
To deal with Paul and those who believed in the Lord.
这是不得了的事。
And this is a great matter.
他们当时啊，就在那个七院的里头啊，聚集好兴奋。
They gathered in this theater. They were really excited.
这个戏院我去过。
I've been to this theater.
当然是那个遗址了。
It was just an old address and remains.
的确是很大。
It was really big.
张弟兄也去过。
And Brother John was there.
那大概我不晓得，大概估计来说是可以比蜡烛台还要大。Candlestick Park、还要大。
In estimate, it's bigger than Candlestick Park.
用说你就可以猜想能里边能容纳多少人。
And you can have an estimate how many people they can accommodate. 那整
个以弗所的人都聚到那里去了。
So all the people in Ephesus they gather there.
哗要对付保罗。
So they were shouting and want to deal with Paul.
如果他们真的是有起动作来的话。
If they were actually doing something there.
保罗和在以弗所信主的弟兄姊妹们的确是也不容易受。
That for Paul and those who believe in the Lord in Ephesus, it would be hard for them to take.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的拯救是很稀奇的出来。
The salvation of God is very amazing, appears very amazingly.
那个城里头的那个 一个官呢。
That's an official in the city.
啊，他们就来警告他们。
And he came out to warn them.
他们你们为什么在这里吵呢
？He asked them, "Why are you shouting here?"
如果你们有什么要控告人的事情，等到这一个方伯大概是省长了那时候的开告的日子，你们来告啊。
That you can, if you have any charges to press against them, you can wait for the proconsuls and wait till the courts are open.
你们这样无缘无故的在这里聚众闹事啊，那查问起来的时候，没有人受得了啊。
If you are gathering here without a reason, that you cannot speak for yourself.
就这样就要众人上去了。
So that the people dispersed.
弟兄姊妹们，你说有那么容易上去的吗？
And brothers and sisters, is it that easy for the people to disperse?
你现在看看现在地上有许多的那个什么示威游行，那个警察举牌子说你们要走了，他们走了。
And you said, see that nowadays when there's a protest, when the policeman came or comes and asked the people to disperse.
那些人不但没有走，还要跟警察打架。
Those people not only would they not leave, but they would fight with the policeman.
现在一个小小的城里的书记在那里说几句话，他们就大家安分分的的，好了，回去吧，等着等到三国开庭的时候，我们去告他。
So now this city clerk came, and then the people were willing to disperse and wait till the proconsul comes to press charges.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这又是神的手在那里的管理。
And sisters, you see, this is the hand, the governing of the hand of the Lord.
我们是在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？But sisters, do you see?
但生命没有显明的时候
，when the life is not manifested.
撒旦的攻击没有那么厉害。
That the attack of Satan is not so severe.
但生命的光景显明的更多一点的时候
，But when the life is manifested even more，
仇敌的风浪就来了。
The waves will be caused by the enemy。
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord。
不管仇敌怎么兴风作浪
，Doesn't matter if Satan causes any waves。
如果不是主的许可
，But if it's not allowed by the Lord。
没有一个事情能发生在神儿女们的身上。
Nothing can happen in the children of God.
如果是神允许的事情
，If it's allowed by God，
神也实在那里显明他的扶持和拯救。
God would be for sure to manifest his support and deliverance.
大家感谢神。
But thank God，
这一次的骚乱是主允许的。
This riot was allowed by the Lord.
那为什么主允许呢
？Why would the Lord allow it？
那就来到二十章了。
Now we come to chapter 20.
那是借着环境告诉保罗。
It's through circumstances God told Paul.
你在以弗所留了两年多，是差不多时间了。
You have stayed in Ephesus for about 2 years. It's about time.
啊，你应该暂时要离开以弗所。
You should leave Ephesus temporarily.
那么。所以从二十章开始
，So from the beginning of chapter 20，
我们就看到保罗离开以弗所。
We see that Paul left Ephesus。
但是我们今天晚上没有结束以前，我要先提一个点给弟兄姊妹们先留意。
Before we end this fellowship tonight, I have to
point out one thing。因为二十章以后，那个属灵的征战就进入一个更惨烈的那个光景。
Because after Chapter 20, the spiritual battle goes to a more severe stage.
是一个什么样的光景呢
？And what condition is that?
是撒旦要毁了神的用人。
That Satan wished to destroy the servant of God.
那撒旦怎么去毁这个神的用人呢
？How does Satan destroy the servant of God?
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
保罗余下的日子所经历的事情，是对我们来说是一个非常非常严肃的。
Now, what Paul encountered in his remaining days is a very solemn lesson that we should learn. Because after chapter 20, Paul would go to Jerusalem. And the guidance of God on him is not for him to go to Jerusalem.
而是要他去罗马。
It's for him to go to Rome.
但是保罗因着他自己的一个火热。
But Paul, because of his own fervency.
那个火热，你不能说保罗不应该有。
We cannot say that Paul should not have that fervency.
保罗应该要有那个火热。
He should have a fervency.
但是保罗同时必须要有一个更准确的顺服神的权柄。
But at the same time, Paul should have this heart to be more submissive to the authority of God.
20章以后，保罗不是他的心意在神面前不对。
After chapter 20, it's not the heart of Paul was incorrect before God.
而是他在神面前那个顺服的功课还没有学的完成。
Is that the lesson of being submissive to God, he has not learned it completely.
那这个事情从什么时候，从什么地方开始呢？
And when does it matter happen?
19章。
In chapter 19.
21节。
Verse 21.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这里边。
My sisters, take note.
这里就是说到以弗所的那一个大复兴吧，我们姑且说。
We say this is a great revival of the city of Ephesus.
你看到这个以弗所这个大复兴啊，也就是奠定了以弗所教会那个属灵那个成长的根基。
So this great revival has established the foundation of the church of Ephesus.
所以这次以弗所的那个复兴是非常重要的。
So this great revival is very important.
那为什么以弗所书是写给以弗所？以弗所书的内容是写给以弗所，不写给其他的教会。
Why is the content of the book of Ephesians written to Ephesus, not to other churches?
这就和以弗所教会的那个生命的造就有直接的关系。
It has to do with the edification of the life of Ephesus.
为什么启示录第一封书信又是写给以弗所？
Why is it the first letter in the book of Revelation to Ephesus?
我要指出以弗所曾经蒙恩到一个何等高的地步，但是他们后来偏离了。
It's to point out that the church at Ephesus, they had received much grace, but then afterwards they fall behind.
所以在当时的以弗所所带来那个复兴是非常非常的厉害的。
So the revival that is brought forth is very great.
那就在以弗所教会很得建立的时候。
And when the church at Ephesus was established.
21节。
In verse 21.
这些事完了。就是说到上边所提到的。
After all this had happened, all those things mentioned before.
也就是说到以弗所教会给带进一个很大的祝福的里头。
And it's to say that church at Ephesus has been brought into a very great revival.
保罗心里定义。经过马其顿雅该亚就往耶路撒冷去。
Paul decided to go to Jerusalem, passing through Macedonia and Achaia.
又说我到了那里以后也必须往罗马去。
And after I have been there, he said, I must visit Rome also.
弟兄姊妹，你留意圣灵怎么记录这里的事。
My sister, take note of how the Holy Spirit recorded this.
保罗心里定义。
That Paul decided in his heart.
这个是他自己的意思。
This is his will.
为什么他有这个意思好不好呢？
So is this a good thing?
用那个内容来说不是不好，非常好。
Based on the content, it's not bad, it's very good.
因为他要经过马其顿雅盖亚就去耶路撒冷。
Because he was to pass through Macedonia and Achaia
to Jerusalem. 去耶路撒冷做什么呢？
What is he there to do?
要到那边做见证。
To testify.
你读罗马书第九章，你就读出他当时心里的火热的那个光景。
If you read in Romans chapter 9, you see the fervency in his heart.
他说啊，为了我骨肉之亲呢、啊，我就是下地狱，而让他们得拯救，我都甘心。
That he said, for the sake of my flesh and blood, I'm willing to go to hell for them to be saved.
他的心意完全准确。
That his heart was right.
但是在跟随主的路上，他就有了一点的疏忽。
But on the path of following the Lord, he neglected something.
因为我们的主差遣他的时候，老早就已经说了， 犹太人的当中的服侍不是你的事。
Because when the Lord sent him, he has pointed out to him,
犹太人不听你的话的。
The service to the Jews is not
your portion. 我要用你远远到外邦人哪里。
The Jews would not listen to you, you would be sent
far, far away. 这是保罗在大马士路上的那个经历，主给他很清楚说明的。
And this is very clearly said to him on the way of Damascus.
他忽略了这一个。
That he neglected this.
他以为像我保罗这个样，神现在又这样的用着我，我回去为着我骨肉之亲，那么他们非要信主不可。
And he would think that Paul, as I am, that God would use me, I should go back to my flesh and blood so that they would believe in the Lord.
但是主的安排不是这样。
But this is not the arrangement of the Lord.
说这是他自己个人的热心。
And this is his own fervency.
那那个时候主要怎么做领他呢？
So how would the Lord guide him at that time?
用什么？你注意底下那句话了。
Pay attention to the verse below.
他是去了耶路撒冷，又说，我到了那里以后，也必须往罗马去。
He said that after I have been there, I must visit Rome also.
我必须。要到罗马去。
I must visit Rome also.
这个是他里面的那个催促。
This is his urging inside.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到圣灵记录这些文字的时候，都是那么准确的。你不留意的话，你就划过去了。
So the Holy Spirit was very accurate in recording these words. So if you don't pay attention, you would skip this.
你若是光是看人的心意来说，保罗的心意没有一点是错的。
If you only look at man's heart, his heart was not wrong.
但是你要看到神的引领的来说，那保罗就有点疏忽了。
But if you look at the guidance of the Lord, that you see that he has neglected something.
就因着这一点点的疏忽。
And because of this negligence.
就引出了二十章一直到末了。这一大段里边的一个属灵的征战很激烈的。
It brings forth what happens in chapter 20 until the end, the severe spiritual battle.
你看到撒旦要毁掉一个神的器皿。
You see that Satan wished to destroy this vessel of the Lord.
同时你也看见神如何来保护又造就又挽回他手中所用的器皿。
And at the same time, you see God how he protects, edifies, and to bring back his vessel.
而我们以后慢慢再看。
And we'll continue on later on.
当然主恩待我们。
May God has grace on us.
给我们看见。
And let us see.
使徒行传里边，神一直用着生命的造就来引领他的教会往前行。
In the book of Acts, how God used the edification of life to lead his church to go forward.
他负责要把生命里的丰富赏给教会。
He took up the responsibility to give us an abundance of life.
他也不允许任何的掺杂。
And he would not allow any mixed up into it.
混到教会的里头。
That it would go into the church.
但愿主恩待我们。
May God have grace on us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.